السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Inshallah, today we are going to talk a little bit about a different kind of mad. The first mad we had talked about previously was mad tabi'i, and if you remember, it's also called mad asli, and it happens to be of two counts. It's only two harakat long, and it is when you have the fatha and then alif, or you have a kasra plus a ya, or you have a dhamma plus a waw, and I hope you remember it. Now today we are going to talk about the mad sign that you see on top of letters that looks like a little curved line or like a wave shape. And these mads have to be elongated. Now there are different counts that you can use. The one that we are doing under hafs is going to be four counts. Okay. So in our recitation, we will consider them to be four harakat. This mad, if you look at the word, can occur either in the middle of a word or on the last letter of the word. Okay. And this is always followed by the letter hamza. So that tells you, even if you are doing from memory, that whether I should do it long or short, always remember that there's going to be the hamza sound right after this mad. If the hamza is in the same word, then we call it madde muttasil. Muttasil meaning connected. And if it is at the end of a word, then you will find that there is a hamza which starts as the first letter of the next word. So in either case, we are going to do it as four harakat. And if it is at the end of the word, we call it madde munfasil. Madde muttasil wajib, it is called wajib because it is always connected and it is necessary to do this mad. So you always have to make sure that this word, for example, as-sama'a, okay, or ma'a. So these words which have the mad in the middle of the word and the hamza is in the same word must be elongated, stretched at least four harakat, and in some different riwayah it could be five harakat, but it has to be done. You cannot get away with just doing a two harakat on this. The other one is called mad jaiz munfasil. It is jaiz because it is permitted, and it is munfasil because it is separated. Because like I said, there is a next word that comes. So between the mad and the stretch and the next word, the next sound, there is a separation. Now let's look at some examples. If you open the Mus'haf in ayah number 122 of Surah Al-Baqarah, the first two words are Ya Bani Isra'ila. So look at the spelling of Bani. You have a noon Ya. And then the next word is a hamza on Isra'ila. So this one is madde munfasil. But we will still do it four harakat. But in the word Isra'ila, the ra, on top of the ra you see a mad, and then the hamza comes. And this is in the same word. So this is madde muttasil. In either case, we are going to do it as four harakat. So just for a few other quick examples, for example, in the same ayah, allati. Allati is followed by an'amta, which is a hamza. So allati has to be stretched four harakat. Madde munfasil. If you look at ayah 124, wa idibitala, the lamb is followed by the mad, and next word is Ibrahima, starts with the hamza. So you have to stretch it. This is also madde munfasil. In ayah number 125, وَعَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. So عَهِدْنَا, this is four madde munfasil, followed by إِلَىٰ, four harakat, followed by إِبْرَاهِيمَ, another hamza. If we go back to ayah 120, we had the word ahwa, ahum. Now the hamza is part of the same word. So this is madde muttasil. So inshallah, you hope, I hope that you remember that so far we have talked about madde tabi'i and now madde muttasil and madde munfasil. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.